Chapter 23.
1. The burden of Tyre. Howl, ships of Tarshish, for it is ruined, without house, without entrance. It is revealed to them from the land of Kirim. 2. Be silent, ones living in the coast, trader of Sidon crossing the sea. They have filled you. 3. And by great waters, the seed of Seir and the harvest of the river Nile was her revenue, and she was the mart of nations. 4. Be ashamed, Sidon, for the sea has spoken, the strength of the sea, saying, I have not travailed, nor brought forth, I have not nourished young men nor raised up virgins. 5. As the report comes to Egypt, so they shall be grieved at the report of Tyre. 6. Pass over Tarshish. Howl, people of the coast. 7. Is this your exulting city from days of her old age? Her own feet carry it far away to stay. 8. Who has counseled this against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are rulers, whose traders are the weighty of the earth? 9. Yahweh of hosts has counseled it, to stain the pride of all glory, to bring all the honored of the earth into contempt. 10. Pass through your land as the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more strength. 11. He stretched his hand over the sea. He shook kingdoms. Yahweh has made a decree against the merchant city, to destroy its forts. 12. And he said, You shall rejoice no more, oppressed one, virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, cross over to Cyprus, even there is no rest to you. 13. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans. This people did not exist. Assyria founded it for those who live in the desert. They set up their siege towers. They lay bare its palaces. They appointed it to be a ruin. 14. Howl, ships of Tarshish, for your fortress is ruined. 15. And it shall be in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will be as the song of a harlot to Tyre. 16. Take a harp. Go about the city, O forgotten harlot. Do well to play. Make many songs, that you may be remembered. 17. And it will be, after the end of 70 years, Yahweh will visit Tyre, and she shall return to her Hyre, and will fornicate with all the kingdoms of the earth on the face of the earth. 18. And her goods and her wages shall be holiness to Yahweh. It shall not be hoarded nor stored. For her goods shall be for those who dwell before Yahweh, to eat enough, and for a choice covering.
Chapter 24.
1. Lo, Yahweh empties the earth and makes it bare, and distorts its face, and scatters those living in it. 2. And as it is with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with the master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. 3. The earth shall completely be emptied and utterly stripped, for Yahweh has spoken this word. 4. The earth mourns and languishes. The world droops and languishes. The proud people of the earth droop. 5. And the earth is profaned under those living in it, because they transgress Torah and violate a statute, and break the everlasting covenant. 6. On account of this a curse has devoured the earth, and they who live in it are held guilty. For this those living in the earth are consumed, and few men are left. 7. The new wine has failed. The vine droops. All the merry-hearted sigh. 8. The exultation of timbrels ceases. The noise of those who revel ends. The exultation of the harp ceases. 9. They shall not drink wine with a song. Fermented drink shall be bitter to those who drink it. 10. The city of shame is broken down. Every house is shut, that no one may enter. 11. A crying over the wine is in the streets. All joy is darkened. The gladness in the land is exiled. 12. Desolation is remaining in the city, and a ruin. The gate is battered. 13. For it is thus in the midst of the earth, among the peoples, it shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as gleanings when the grape harvest is completed. 14. They lift up their voice. They sing for the majesty of Yahweh. They cry aloud from the sea. 15. On account of this, glorify Yahweh in the flames, the name of Yahweh Elohim of Israel, in the coasts of the sea. 16. We have heard songs from the end of the earth, honor to the righteous. But I said, leanness to me, leanness to me, woe to me. Traitors betray, even with treachery, traitors betray. 17. Dread, and the pit, and a snare are upon you, one living in the earth. 18. And it shall be, he who flees from the sound of dread shall fall into the pit, and he who comes up out of the middle of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth quake. 19. The earth is breaking, breaking. The earth is crashing, crashing. The earth is tottering, tottering. 20. Like a drunkard, the earth is staggering, staggering, and it rocks to and fro like a hut, and its trespass is heavy on it, and it shall fall, and not rise again. 21. And it shall be in that day, Yahweh shall punish the army of the high place on high, and on the kings of the land on the land. 22. And they will be gathered, a gathering of prisoners in a dungeon, and they shall be shut up in a prison, and after many days they will be visited. 23. Then the moon shall blush, and the sun shall be ashamed, when Yahweh of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders is his glory.
Chapter 25.
1. O Yahweh, you are my Elohim. I will exalt you. I will thank your name. For you have done a wonderful thing. Counsels from afar. Faithful faithfulness. 2. Because you have made a heap from a city, a fortified city into a ruin, a citadel of foreigners not to be a city, not to be built, to forever. 3. For this the mighty people glorify you, the city of the ruthless nations shall fear you. 4. For you are a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a refuge from storm, a shadow from heat. Because the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall. 5. You shall lay low the noise of foreigners, like the heat in a dry place, the heat with the shadow of cloud. The shouting of the terrifying ones shall be laid low. 6. And Yahweh of hosts shall make a feast of fat things for all the peoples in this mountain, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, refined wine on the lees. 7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering which covers all people, and the veil that is woven over all nations. 8. He will swallow up death in victory, and Adonai Yahweh will wipe away tears from all faces, and he shall reprove the reproach of his people from all the earth. For Yahweh has spoken. 9. And one shall say in that day, behold, this is our Elohim. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahweh. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his Yahshua. 10. For the hand of Yahweh shall rest in this mountain, and Moab shall be trampled under him, even as straw is trampled in the water of a dung pit. 11. And he shall spread his hands in his midst, as he who swims strokes to swim, and he shall lay low his pride with the skill of his hands. 12. And he shall bolt down the fortress of the height of your walls. He will lay low, touch to the earth, even to the dust.
Chapter 26.
1. In that day this song shall be sung in the land of Judah. Yahshua is a strong city to us. He sets up our walls and rampart. 2. Open the gates so the righteous nation may come in, keeping faithfulness. 3. You will keep in perfect peace the mind stayed on you, for he trusts in you. 4. Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is an everlasting rock. 5. For he bows the dwellers on high, he lays low the lofty city, he lays it low to the ground, he makes it touch even to the dust. 6. The foot shall trample it, the feet of the poor, steps of the weak. 7. The path for the just is uprightness. Upright one, level the track of the just. 8. Yea, Yahweh, in the path of your judgments we awaited you. For your name and for your memory is the desire of our soul. 9. With my soul I desire you in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me I diligently seek you, for when your judgments are in the earth, those living in the world learn righteousness. 10. The wicked finds favor, he does not learn righteousness. He deals perversely in the land of honesty, and does not see the majesty of Yahweh. 11. Yahweh, your hand is high. They do not see. They see and are ashamed of the zeal of the people. Yea, the fire of your foes devours them. 12. Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us, for also you have worked all our works for us. 13. Yahweh our Elohim, masters beside you have governed us. Only in you we will mention your name. 14. Dead ones do not live. Departed spirits do not rise. Because of this you visited and destroyed them, and caused all memory of them to perish. 15. You have added to the nation, Yahweh. You have added to the nation, you are glorified. You have extended it to the ends of the earth. 16. Yahweh, they visited you in distress. They poured out a whisper. Your chastening was to them. 17. As a woman with child draws near to bear, she rises and cries out in her pangs. So are we before you, Yahweh. 18. We conceived. We writhe. As it were, we gave birth to wind. We have not worked salvation for the earth. And those living in the world have not fallen. 19. Your dead ones shall live, my dead body, they shall rise up. Awake and sing, dust dwellers. For the dew of lights is your dew. And the earth shall cast out departed spirits. 20. Come, my people, go in your rooms and shut your doors behind you. Hide for a little moment, until the fury passes. 21. 4. Behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to visit his iniquity on those dwelling on the earth. The earth shall also reveal her blood, and shall no more cover over her slain ones.
Chapter 27.
1. In that day Yahweh shall visit the sea monster, the fleeing serpent, with his great and fierce and strong sword, even on the sea monster, the twisting serpent, and he shall slay the monster that is in the sea. 2. In that day sing to it, a vineyard of desire. 3. I, Yahweh, keep it. I will water it every moment, that no one punish it. I will guard it night and day. 4. Fury is not in me who will give me brazen thorns in the battle. I will step through it. I would burn it at once. 5. Or will he lay hold of my strength that he may make peace with me? Let him make peace with me. 6. Those coming in shall take root. Jacob shall blossom and Israel shall bud, and they will fill the face of the world with fruit. 7. As the striking of his striker, did he strike him? Or as the slaying of his slain, is he slain? 8. You will contend with her by driving her away, by sending her away. He shall take away by his harsh wind, in the day of the east wind. 9. By this, then, the iniquity of Jacob will be covered, and this is all the fruit, to take away his sin. When he makes all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in pieces, Asherah and sun pillars shall not rise. 10. For the fortified city shall be lonely, a forsaken pasture, and left like a wilderness. The calf shall feed there, and he shall lie there, and eat up its branches. 11. When its boughs dry up, They are broken off. Winan shall come and kindle them, for it is a people with no understanding. On account of this his maker shall not pity him, and his former will not show him grace. 12. And it shall be in that day, Yahweh shall thresh from the channel of the river to the torrent of Egypt, and you shall be gathered one by one, sons of Israel. 13. And it shall be in that day, the great ram's horn shall be blown, and those perishing in the land of Assyria and the outcasts in the land of Egypt shall come and shall worship Yahweh in the set-apart mountain in Jerusalem.
Chapter 28.
1. Woe to the crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower on the head of the fat valley of those who are overcome with wine. 2. Behold, might and strength are to Yahweh, like a hailstorm, a destroying storm, like a storm of mighty waters overflowing. He sets down to the earth with his hand. 3. The crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trampled down by his feet. 4. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, like the first ripe fig before summer which the seeing one sees. While it is yet in his hand, he swallows it. 5. In that day Yahweh of hosts shall become a crown of splendor and a crown of beauty to the rest of his people. 6. And a spirit of justice to him who sits on the judgment seat, and for might to those turning back the battle toward the gate. 7. But they also have gone astray by wine, and have erred through liquor, priest and prophet have erred through fermented drink. They have been swallowed by wine. They strayed from liquor. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. 8. For all tables are full of vomit and filth, without a clean place. 9. To whom shall he teach knowledge? And to whom shall he explain the message? Those weaned from milk, those moving from breasts. 10. For precept must be on precept, precept on precept. Line on line, line on line. Here a little, there a little. 11. For with stammering lip and another language, he will speak to this people. 12. To whom he said, this is the rest, cause the weary to rest. Also, this is the repose, but they willed not to hear. 13. Yet the word of Yahweh was to them, precept on precept, precept on precept. Line on line, line on line. Here a little, there a little. That they might go, and stumble, and be broken, and snared, and taken. 14. Therefore hear the word of Yahweh, scornful men, rulers of this people in Jerusalem. 15. Because you have said, we have cut a covenant with death, and we have made a vision with Sheol. When the overwhelming rod passes through, it will not come to us, for we have made the lie our refuge, and we have hidden in falsehood. 16. So, Adonai Yahweh says this, behold, I place in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He who believes shall not hurry. 17. And I will lay justice for a line, and righteousness for a plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of the lie, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. 18. And your covenant with death shall be atoned for, and your vision with Sheol shall not rise up. When the overwhelming whip passes through, then you shall be for a trampling to it. 19. As often as it passes, it shall take you. For morning by morning it shall pass, and by day and by night, it shall only be a terror to understand the message. 20. For the bed is shorter than one can stretch himself on, and the cover is narrower than one can wrap himself in. 21. For Yahweh shall rise up, as at Mount Perazim, he shall be stirred as in the Gibeon valley, to do his work, his strange work, and to perform his task, his foreign task. 22. So, then, do not be mockers, that your bonds not be made strong. For I have heard from Adonai Yahweh of hosts that a full end is decreed on all the earth. 23. Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear my word. 24. Does the ploughman plough all day to sow? Does he open and break the clods of his ground? 25. When he has levelled its surface, does he not strew black cumin, and scatter cumin, and place wheat in rows, and barley in its place, and spelt in its border? 26. And he instructs him for the right. His Elohim teaches him. 27. For black cumin is not threshed with the sledge, nor is a cartwheel turned on cumin, but black cumin is beaten out with the staff, and cumin with the rod. 28. Bread is crushed, but not always does one thresh it with threshing, and he drives the wheel of his cart, and his horses do not beat it small. 29. This also comes from Yahweh of hosts, doing wonders in counsel, making sound wisdom great.
Chapter 29.
1. Woe to Ariel, to Ariel, the city where David camped, at year on year. Let the feasts run their circle. 2. Then I will compress Ariel, and there shall be mourning and sorrow, and it shall be to me as Ariel. 3. And I will camp as a circle on you, and will lay siege work on you, and I will raise up ramparts on you. 4. And you shall be brought low, you shall speak from the ground, and your speech shall be bowed down, and your voice shall be from the ground, like a fortune teller, and your speech shall chirp out of the dust. 5. And the host of your strangers shall be as fine powder, and as chaff passing, the host of terrifying ones, and it will be suddenly, instantly. 6. You shall be visited from Yahweh of hosts, with thunder and earthquake, and great noise, tempest and storm, and flame of devouring fire. 7. And the multitude of all the nations who fight against Ariel, even all battling her and compressing her and her stronghold, shall be like a dream of a night vision. 8. It shall even be as when a hungry one dreams, and, behold, he is eating, but when he awakes, his soul is empty, or it shall be as when a thirsty one dreams, and, behold, he is drinking, but when he awakes, he is faint, and his soul is longing. So shall be the multitude of all the nations who fight against Mount Zion. 9. Wait and wonder, blind yourselves, and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with liquor. 10. For Yahweh has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes. He has covered the prophets and your heads, the seers. 11. And the whole vision to you is like the words of a sealed book which they give to one knowing books, saying, please read this. Then he says, I am not able, for it is sealed. 12. And the book is given to one who does not know books, saying, please read this. Then he says, I do not know books. 13. And Yahweh says, because this people draws near with its mouth, and they honor me with its lip, but its heart is far from me, and their fear of me is taught by the commands of men. 14. So, behold, I am adding to do wonderfully with this people, the wonder, even a wonder, for the wisdom of his wise ones shall perish, and the wit of his witty ones shall be hidden. 15. Woe to those who go deep to hide their purposes from Yahweh. Yea, their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us, and who knows us? 16. O your perversity, shall the former be counted as the clay? For shall the work of its maker say, he did not make me? Or shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, he does not understand? 17. Is it not yet a little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be counted for the forest? 18. And in that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of their gloom and out of darkness. 19. And the humble ones shall increase joy in Yahweh, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the set apart one of Israel. 20. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, and the scorner is ended, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. 21. Those who make a man sin by a word, even laying a trap for the reprover in the gate, and turn aside the just for a worthless thing. 22. So Yahweh says this, He who redeemed Abraham, as to the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not be ashamed now, nor shall his face become pale now. 23. But when he sees his children in his midst, the work of my hands, they shall sanctify my name. They shall sanctify the set apart one of Jacob, and shall revere the Elohim of Israel. 24. Those who erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and those who murmured shall learn the teaching.
Chapter 30.
1. Woe to rebellious sons, declares Yahweh, to make counsel, but not from me, and to weave a covering web, but not of my spirit, in order to add sin on sin. 2. Who are walking to go down to Egypt, but have not asked at my mouth, to take refuge in the stronghold of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. 3. And the stronghold of Pharaoh shall become a shame to you, and relying on the shadow of Egypt shall be a disgrace. 4. For his rulers were in Zoan, and his ambassadors reached to Hanes. 5. Everyone is ashamed over a people who do not profit them. They are not for a help, and not for profiting, but for a shame. Yea, also for a reproach. 6. The burden of the beasts of the south. Into the land of trouble and constraint. The lioness and the lion are from them. The viper and fiery flying serpent. They carry their riches on the shoulders of young donkeys, and their treasures on the humps of camels. To a people who cannot profit them. 7. And Egypt. Vainly and emptily they help. So I have called to this. Their strength is to sit still. 8. Now come, write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a book, so that it may be for the latter day, until forever. 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying sons. Sons who are not willing to hear the Torah of Yahweh. 10. Who say to the seers, Do not see, and to the prophets, Do not have a vision for right things to us, speak smooth things to us, have a vision of delusions. 11. Turn aside from the way, stretch from the path, cause the set apart one of Israel to cease from before us. 12. For this reason, so says the set apart one of Israel, Because of your rejection of this word, and your trust in oppression and perversity, even resting on it. 13. So this iniquity shall be to you as a broken section falling, like the bulging out of a high wall, the breaking of which comes suddenly, in an instant. 14. And its smashing is as the smashing of a potter's vessel. When broken in pieces, he has no pity. For in its breaking there is not found a shard to carry fire from the hearth, nor to skim water from a marsh. 15. For so says Adonai Yahweh, the set apart one of Israel, in returning undressed you shall be saved, and in quietness and hope shall be your strength. But you were not willing. 16. For you said, No. For we will flee on horseback. On account of this you shall flee. Also, you say, We will ride on swift ones. On account of this, those who pursue you shall be swift. 17. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, you shall flee from the rebuke of five, until you are left like a pole on the top of the mountain, and like a sign on a hill. 18. And so Yahweh waits to be gracious to you, and for this he is exalted to have mercy on you. For Yahweh is Elohim of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. 19. For the people shall live in Zion, at Jerusalem. You shall surely cry no more. He surely will be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears, he will answer you. 20. And Yahweh gives you the bread of adversity, and the water of affliction. But your teachers shall not be hidden any more. But your eyes shall be able to see your teachers. 21. and your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, This is the way, walk in it, when you go right, or when you go left. 22. And you shall defile the covering of your carved images of silver, and the covering of your molten images of gold. You shall strew them as a menstruous cloth. You shall say to it, Go out. 23. Then he shall give rain for your seed, with which you sow the ground, and the bread of the produce of the earth also shall be fat and plentiful. In that day your livestock shall feed in a pasture made wide. 24. Also, the oxen and the young donkeys that till the ground shall eat seasoned fodder which one winnows with the shovel and with the fork. 25. And on every high mountain, and on every high hill, shall be rivulets lifted up, streams of water, in a day of great slaying, when towers fall. 26. And the moonlight shall be like the light of the sun, and the sun's light shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day of binding up, Yahweh binding the break of his people, and healing the wound of his blow. 27. Behold, the name of Yahweh comes from afar. His anger burns, and is heavy as the uplifting of smoke. His lips are full of fury, and his tongue like a devouring fire. 28. And like an overflowing torrent, his breath shall divide to the neck, to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity, and a misleading bridle on the jaws of the peoples. 29. The song shall be to you, as the night when the feast is sanctified, and gladness of heart, as one going with the flute, to come into the mount of Yahweh, to the rock of Israel. 30. And Yahweh shall make the majesty of his voice heard, and he causes his arm to be seen coming down with raging anger and a flame of consuming fire, cloud burst and storm, and hailstones. 31. For through the voice of Yahweh, Assyria shall be crushed, the rod with which he strikes. 32. And every passage of the appointed staff that Yahweh causes to rest on him will be with timbrels and with huss, and in brandishing battles he fights with her. 33. For Topheth is ordained from yesterday, also, it is prepared for the king. He deepened, he widened its pyre, he makes great with fire and wood. The breath of Yahweh burns in it like a torrent of brimstone.
Chapter 31.
1. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, and lean on horses, and trust on chariots, because they are great, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they do not look to the set-apart one of Israel, nor seek Yahweh. 2. And he also is wise, and brings evil, and will not turn aside his words, but will rise against the house of evildoers, and against the help of those who work iniquity. 3. And Egypt is a man, and not hell, and their horses are flesh, and not spirit. And Yahweh stretches out his hand, and both he who helps shall fall, and he who is helped shall fall, and they shall all cease together. 4. For so Yahweh has said to me, As the lion roars, even the young lion on his prey when the multitude of shepherds are gathered against him, he will not fear their voice, nor fret himself because of their noise. So Yahweh of hosts shall go down to fight on Mount Zion, and on its hill. 5. As birds that fly, so Yahweh of hosts will shield over Jerusalem, shielding and delivering, and passing over, he will save it. 6. Turn back to him against whom you have made a deep revolt, sons of Israel. 7. For in that day each shall despise his silver idols and his golden idols, which your hands have made for you, a sin. 8. Then Assyria shall fall by a sword, not of man. Yea, a sword, not of man, shall devour him. For he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall become forced labor. 9. And his rock will pass away from fear, and his commanders shall tremble at the banner, declares Yahweh, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem.